All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? It's an F-Yeah Friday, and we are all present and accounted for. Hopefully you are, too, wherever you are in this fine city of ours, whether you're driving, sitting at your office, or carrying us around from destination to destination on an app. The Usual Suspects is on the air, and you know that means nothing but fun and games on a Friday here at ESPN 97.5. Nick's behind the glass, Barry to my right, yours truly, Joel, here with you as well. Hopefully you guys are geared up for the next 3 hours as we take you through your Friday end of the work week. What's up, fellas?
What up?
All good?
What
all
up?
Good?
I noticed you didn't include the people that are at home listening on their couch.
Nope.
Why not? You don't think they exist?
They're watching Days of Our Lives, probably.
No.
Or Tiger Woods going crazy nuts and leading the golf tournament.
I'm pretty sure nobody would be watching that with the sound down listening to us. They would just turn that off to focus on us. That's how I feel.
You do?
You can't take that from me.
Okay.
Today is a brand new day for Daddy. I feel like a new man. I got to shave last night. And it was that. It's one of the happiest moments. First of all, when I went to get my hair cut from Jason over at Current Cuts, as soon as I walk in, he goes, "Good Lord." Like, that was his first reaction. And then, because my hair was long, too, because I didn't think it had been like 3 weeks. So then he just, all he did was laugh literally in my face while cutting my hair at my beard. When I use beard, I use the quotes around beard, because let's be real.
Well, you posted pictures.
Yeah, I posted pictures of day 10, day 20, and day 30. And, of course, everybody fixated on the fact that day 20 looked like it was longer than day 30. But I had to explain to these idiots that I used – remember at one point I was talking about it on the show. I used Just for Men to get the gray out because my beard is so gray. So I'm not going to do that 2 days before I'm shaving it off. So, yeah, I used the Just for Men around day 20. It faded. And then I'm like, well, I'm about to shave, so I'm not going to do it again. So when it goes gray, it looks thinner. But people are like, how did you lose hair? Oh, shut up. Shut it up. Shut it.
I did see
shut it.
I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah, I did too. Once people started pointing it out, I was like, God, that looks creepy. How do you lose face like hair? How does that fall out?
You have that hole in your cheek.
But then I love the fact that everyone's like, oh, you're getting roasted. I'm like, you dumbasses, why do you think I posted it? Did you really think that I thought I would post that and think people would be like, hey, you're handsome? No. I knew I was going to get roasted. That was kind of the point. That was kind of the deal. But you guys, they got to ruin it by pointing it out. That makes it not as fun. Just say what you have to say, roast me, and move on.
I underappreciated your facial hair. It was hiding your face.
Now you have to look at my ugly, fat face.
Nick on the board early today.
I like that. I'm in a good mood, even though I shouldn't be. So let me break this down for you. I got up this morning to go get my car inspected so that, because you know they have that new one sticker thing in Texas, right?
Yeah, it combines the registration and the inspection.
Yeah, it's your, you go get an inspection and then you take that and they load it in the system. You know, I've always felt like people that don't know bleep about computers just call it the system. They have no idea about anything. So they're just like, well, my system's down.
It's kind of true.
They don't know what that means.
About something.
Or they're just like, oh, the system's slow, which means they can't figure it out. But I've always felt like people that don't know anything about computers just call the system. But they take your register or your inspection and they load it into the system. And then you go and get your, you can go to the grocery store, but you can also go to like, a courthouse, whatever, DMV, and get your registration. And then they give you the one sticker that says you've gotten both done. Right? So about 2 weeks ago, maybe a little longer, I get a notice in the mail that says, Barry Laminack, you're due for your sticker. So I was like, all right, I'll do it. I got time. I'm sure I got time. And then it says it expires at the end of November. So I'm like, okay, if it expires at the end of November, I'll just wait until I'll get it done as quickly as I can before December 1st. So I'm like, all right, this week, on Monday, my wife's like, you better go now. I'm like, no, nah, I've got this. I can go. And then Tuesday, she's like, you better go. December's your last day. I'm like, I got it. I put it off till this morning.
Could you not do this online?
You can't get an inspection online. That's the first step. You have to go get your car inspected.
No, I guess mine was already still
in. Nope. You've got to go get an inspection to get the one sticker.
Not if it's brand new. Like, he bought his car brand new, so it's good for 2 years.
Well, that may be different. That may be a little different. But, so my wife, you better go get your inspection. So this morning, she had to go get her MRI read. So I was like, well, just wake me up and I'll leave with you in the morning. And I've been putting this off. She's been hounding me. So she wakes me up at the butt crack of dawn. I get out of the bed. I get the sticker. I'm tired. I get in the car. I'm headed to the station, and about a mile from the inspection station, I look at my sticker, and it says 3/2018. I was like, what?
Getting screwed.
What is that about?
Yep.
So I get the paper out, and it's my wife's old car that was in my name. I was so pissed that I wasted a morning getting up. And the nagging. Oh, well, you're gonna be late. You're not gonna get it. You're gonna get a ticket all week.
Been there, done that, and it gets worse.
I'm just glad I didn't get there and go through the whole thing for them to go, yeah, this ain't your car that's due, bro. Like, this is an Infiniti. Like, what? I'm so glad that I got to at least turn around.
Done there, and it's worse.
I went and got some Chick-fil-A breakfast and went home.
I did what you did.
Okay,
I passed. But I just put the I didn't look at it, and I put the sticker on my car. I'm driving, no lie, 50 yards from the front door of my house, and I get pulled over. And I'm like, my seatbelt's on. What the hell am I doing? You know, roll down the window, and the guy goes, you know that your sticker right there, that thing is showing your car's expired. I go look in the computer. I just got it done like a month ago. He's like, doesn't matter. Sticker says you're past due. I said, could you please go look in the computer? He goes back and look. He says, well, yeah, you're right. And I go, so now what? And he goes, well, you got 30 days. I go, 30 days for what? He goes, you got 30 days to get the right sticker.
So they gave you the wrong sticker?
So they gave me the wrong sticker. So then I call thinking, you're just going to mail me a new one. No, they make you go downtown when you're in Harris County, because we were living in Midtown at the time, downtown to wait in another long line to get the right sticker. And you have to pay like between $8 and $12.
But they're the ones
exactly.
That gave you the
and
wrong.
You know what? I was red in the face.
This is communist.
It.
This is communist America.
Oh, I was mad.
This is
man.
What happens. This is yeah. That
I'll tell
is.
You something. Have you ever like I was working for my dad. I used to do inspections, and I accidentally. This is in the era before they combined.
Uh huh.
To one sticker, there was a registration sticker, and then there was an inspection
right,
sticker.
Right.
Well, they wanted me to change the registration sticker, but I accidentally took off the inspection sticker. God, that dude was so mad at me.
I bet.
He was livid.
He had to go, have you ever, and I've never done this. I would never do this. But remember back in the day when you could just pull up to a place and pay maybe $40 extra and get an inspection sticker?
Yes, I do.
Oh, man, I have never done that. But I know people that have. Not me. I wouldn't do that.
No, never.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
But, yeah, the wife's fam had the hookup on that connect that we never used. Not once. Before we go to break, I want to give a shout-out to the voters.
Yeah, El Jefe was in the building.
Yeah, I saw that. What's up, El Jefe? What's he doing up here?
I don't know. He just walked out, but he was in
I here. Saw Raheel leaving with his shoes, too.
Yeah, he bought some from the sneaker store.
Oh, he bought some?
Yeah, he did say he bought them because I asked him about them.
Because they were Yeezys, right?
Yeah. The new Yeezys, yeah.
Oh, he probably said bring them with you and I'll pay for them.
Well, I think Jose is the one who bought him online.
El Jefe looks just like that guy that hangs out with Daryl Morey all the time that was on, what's the one TV show? Not
no one can
Munoz.
See him, so they don't know.
I know, but I'm telling you, who's the guy that's a huge Rockets fan that's from Houston that's on Modern Family with Sofia Vergara?
Manny?
Yeah, he looks like Manny. He came in with his glasses on and his hat. Like, I thought,
oh,
what,
you're wrong
Daryl Morey's
that.
In the studio and he brought Manny with him?
You are wrong for that. But I just wanted to say shout out. So yesterday we got a text that I didn't read, but apparently somebody was taking a vote at their job. And there was like 40 votes or something. But they were voting on the best show at the station and we won.
These people know what the hell they're doing.
So I just want to say shout out. I don't know who whose company that is, but text the company name and we'll give you guys a shout out on the air just because you know you quality when you hear it.
Exactly.
Best show on the station. Book it. It's been voted on. We should do that. Voted best show on ESPN.
Every TV station does that.
Not Houston. Just say voted best show on ESPN because technically we have been. We're going to get that made. I'm going to go to Michael Carroll.
Yeah, we do. In the break, we need to do
we're
that.
We're going to get that made.
Every TV station picks the one demographic that they won during a certain hour, and they're like, number one in Houston again. Between women, 78 to 84. Yeah. I mean, okay, congratulations. But that's in small print at the bottom.
That's
it doesn't
right.
say it in the commercial.
Hey, Bear, who's this week's Friday comedian?
Juan Villarreal. Okay. I'll give you more info about Juan when we get back. But, yeah, we're featuring Juan Villarreal this weekend. A Houston legend. The one big thing you need to know about Juan, he was on BET's Comic View more than any comic in the history of Comic View. More than anybody wow. in the world, Craig. The world, Craig. Yeah, so Juan Villarreal, great dude. You probably couldn't meet a nicer guy in the business. I'm telling you the truth. And I'm, you know, I know.
Wait, nicer than you?
Well, okay.
The barometer ends there.
But yeah, Juan is top notch.
Cool.
Top notch. So,
all right.
We'll have some stuff from him today.
All right, we're going to roll on. We're just getting started. You want to join the show? You know how we do it. 713-780-3776, HRNP Listener Line. You can call, you can text, or you can hit us on Twitter where it's at the producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at Barry is funny. The usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
And I want money, man, because I've been poor like for a long time. I know you see me on BET and I've done some shit, but don't let that shit fool you, people. I still got co-signers and shit. My caller ID says out of area. I don't answer that shit either, bro. That shit is unavailable. I'm unavailable too. Don't answer that shit.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Voted number one show on ESPN.
Is that your voiceover voice?
Nope.
Not you.
That wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
That was the official
Shaggy,
voice guy.
It wasn't me.
That was
voted number one show on ESPN.
That sounds very official to me. I don't know who that guy is, but he sounds official and handsome. Very handsome sounding.
It should have sounded super, like you come in with. Psh, psh,
psh, psh, psh. Sounds very sexy. I don't know.
Breaking news from the ESPN studios, the number one show on ESPN.
I don't know who that was, but they got it right. Nailed it. We won the vote. We won the vote, playa. So Juan Villarreal, that's who you heard coming back. That was one of his bits. I was looking at a list of who Juan has performed with. Steve Harvey, Paul Rodriguez, Cedric the Entertainer, Jamie Foxx, Carlos Mencia, as well as appearing 11 times on BET's Comic View, more than any other comedian.
So if he performed with Carlos Mencia, there's a pretty good chance that Carlos Mencia is using doing his material.
His stuff, man. But yeah, he tours a lot. Juan's a good dude, man. Good person. Helped me out. Gave me some work. But I'll never forget, the hardest thing I ever had to do was follow him and Ed Blake my first time featuring, and it wasn't even fair. Because Juan's a killer. Like, Juan is a guy no one, not even like headliners in this city, want to have to follow Juan. It's very hard. He's that good. And my first time ever featuring, they're like, oh, we have a guest sets. And it was Ed Blake, who was my mentor, also was a really good comic, and Juan. I was like, man, that's not even fair. You guys are setting me up for failure. So yeah, that's like, that was kind of cool though, to have to follow those guys. But yeah, Juan Villarreal all day long.
Now, does he frequent Houston?
Oh yeah. 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 You'll see him. Like, his home club is my home club, which was the Joke Joint.
Yeah.
So he'll do a lot of work there. He's done the improv, but he tours a lot too. So.
Okay.
He's a lot of these guys that you'll be hearing from that are Houstonians actually spend a lot of time on the road.
Okay.
As they should.
Yeah, for
as
sure.
a working
make more,
comic.
Making much
if they're always can. Here, then they're not doing very well. They probably won't be featured.
Gotcha.
Word.
All right, breaking news out of that four-letter network, beside granting us the privilege of being the number one show, is the fact that Jimbo Fisher is going to make it official. The technical term is he's resigned from Florida State, but essentially is just letting them know, which they had asked that he do yesterday, that he is his intentions are to leave Florida State and head on over to Texas A&M and sign a 10-year deal. Guesstimated on average, speculated to be $7.5 million per season, so he's definitely getting paid.
He was the sixth highest paid coach
at Florida State.
No, yeah, while he was at Florida State. I forget who was somebody. Oh, Rich Rodriguez was ahead of him, which was like.
At Arizona?
Yeah.
Wow.
And Rich Rodriguez was number 5. But yeah, Jimbo Fisher was 6th in the country. So this should move him up the list.
To like 3rd, I believe. Dabo's making 8.5, and Saban's making like 10. But that's, I think he goes to 3rd in the college football coaching ranks. But obviously the big thing for him that I had mentioned earlier in the week was he wanted to get a better coaches pool for his assistant coaches so they get paid what they deserve, and he wants to take care of them. And he wants to take care of his players and have football-only facilities, which he doesn't have and which will not be approved at Florida State, that he will have, as you've mentioned, as he will have some of the best facilities in the country at A&M. So they get their guy. They got who they wanted all along. And the worst-kept secret in college football is now out. So we'll see.
Yep.
Now the rumor mill starts as who will replace him at Florida State. And one name that has surfaced might be familiar to you Aggie fans. Kevin Sumlin has now gotten into the top 3 of mentioned names of coaches who may replace Jimbo Fisher at Florida State.
They were looking for a minority candidate. So it was him, I think Charlie Strong, or Willie Taggart, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct. Okay. Oregon's Willie Taggart, Charlie Strong from South Florida, and Kevin Sumlin are the 3 names being most mentioned right now as potential replacements at Florida State. Look, you can do a lot worse if you're Kevin Sumlin to Florida State.
Can I tell you the most Aggie thing that would happen?
Sure.
Jimbo Fisher would join the Aggies. Kevin Sumlin would go to Florida State.
And Florida State
and win a national title.
Yep.
And Jimbo Fisher would go like, 7-5.
That is absolutely right.
That is so Aggie.
Now, here's the thing, because we mentioned it yesterday, it's going to be interesting because you would assume that Fisher's going to bring his own coaching staff in there. If he does that, that means Noel Mazzone goes away, the offensive coordinator, who is very highly regarded, but he's highly regarded by one guy in particular, and that is the senior-to-be, finishing up his junior-year quarterback, was it Grant Gunnell?
Gunnell.
That we were talking about yesterday from St. Pius here in Houston. They're in the playoffs right now. But this kid is all everything. We mentioned 31 huge Division I letters, including Alabama. He's committed to A&M. Interesting if he stays, because according to Sean Salisbury, who's coached his kid since 8th grade, he's got a connection with Noel as well, so it's going to be interesting to see what happens
but
there.
But he was recruited by Jimbo Fisher. Yeah. Sean said that after about 8 throws, Jimbo just went, all right, we're giving you an offer.
Yeah, he said kind of secretly, pulled him off to the side and go, we'll give you a letter right now.
Yeah, he was that impressed with him. So there's a connection there too, so it might be good. It might have been different if it would have been somebody that this kid didn't know or had never crossed paths with, but I think it'll help that it's Jimbo Fisher.
Oh, no question about it.
Because Jimbo could say, hey, if you're a good quarterback, I mean, all you got to do is look at what I did with Jameis Winston.
Well, that's what I was going to say. He's an offensive guru. He's an offensive coordinator. He was the coordinator for Bobby Bowden before he took over the head coaching ranks at Florida State. So he has that kind of experience where he can say, hey, I've taken quarterbacks to national championships. I can take you too. And the other thing is, much like it was rumored about Charlie Strong, who left the cupboards full when he left UT, though Tom Herman didn't find pixie dust in there and therefore wasn't happy with all the guys that he was left behind. If in fact, Jimbo Fisher can maintain the commitments from the amount of recruits that Kevin Sumlin has gotten to sign at A&M, he's coming into a pretty good situation at College Station.
Not too shabby.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens
As an Aggie fan, I am cautiously optimistic, but I was when Sumlin got here as well. Don't forget, it's so funny. I would kind of hate, I think it's probably like radio, though. I would hate to be a coach because when you first get there and you have a little success, you're everybody's favorite. Like right now, I think, we're building some momentum on the show. So more people like us than don't. But at some point, everyone's going to get sick of us and hate us and want us to go away. I think that's how radio works.
It's
kind of
similar too, because I was talking to a bunch of Aggies fans that really told me that they would never want Jimbo Fisher coming to Texas A&M. And if you ask them now,
they do.
They'd be like, they're more open to it.
Remember the Rockets fans that didn't want Mike D'Antoni?
Yeah.
How'd that work out?
But you can save the text and say, no, we want you to go away now. That's an easy joke. Don't make that one.
Right.
Yeah, you're right, though. The Mike D'Antoni thing.
Yep.
I'll be honest. I was one of those cats.
I was apprehensive.
I was like, Mike D'Antoni, he's never had a defensive team, but he did the smart thing. He did the one thing that he had to do, I think, to be successful in Houston. He went out and got basically a defensive coordinator. He went out and got a guy that he said, you're going to handle defense. In fact, if you watch, When the Rockets are on defense, he's standing. It's not D'Antoni out there calling defense.
It's Jeff Bezdelic.
Yep, it's Bezdelic doing it, not D'Antoni. So,
and that's the thing. Where in the NBA do you find a DC? Everybody in football has a defensive coordinator, but not in the NBA. But he's smart enough to know his shortcomings.
Yep.
And, you know, everybody knew when he was hired, boy, his biggest challenge isn't getting, he's an offensive mind. They don't need more offense. They need to know how to play D. Well, he solved that, and though people had their doubts, he's done it very well. So it's going to be interesting to see how all this sorts out with all these different coaches in all these different locations. But, yeah, I mean, you can doubt what they've done at A&M now, but until he starts getting on the field, getting his coaches in there and seeing what he's going to do, he's an established coach that knows how to win on the field as well as recruit, and recruit in Florida, which is not where A&M excels. You know,
that's
the
big win for me. Yeah. Like I said, that's the big win for me is the fact that you're getting a guy that can get this Aggie program into Florida and do some recruiting.
No question.
That is the big one.
Other news of the day, Tennessee can't do wrong right as now they've fired their athletic director because of the bungled coach search. Then there was a rumor last night that Mike Leach from Washington State, formerly of Texas Tech, would be the next coach. Now they're trying to dispel that. And they're trying to start over and press the reset button. Good luck with that because the whole nation knows you look like complete idiots. And Tiger Woods, by the way, 5-under through 13 and leading the tournament at 8-under par at the Hero World Challenge in the Bahamas. So good for golf. Tiger's back.
Balling out of control.
No doubt. I'm glad to see that.
So
let's make golf great again.
Oh, let's do that. The company that they had the vote where there was, I don't know if it was 30, 40... I guess employees or I don't know if it was patrons or not. I don't know. But they had the vote. It was Ripcord Inc. So shout out to Ripcord Inc. You guys are awesome. Thanks for the voting. Thanks for making us number one in ESPN history.
Amen.
Or whatever.
Amen to all that Barry said. And then we'd like to see the final rankings, first, second, third, and fourth.
Oh, so that would be interesting.
Absolutely.
I think we were, when they sent the text, there was like an hour to go before the voting ended.
We were
ended.
Leading the Blitz, right?
We were five votes ahead of the Blitz.
Yeah.
With an hour to go. So I'm just assuming we won. And we may not have. But I wasn't going to let that stand in the way.
No, you know me.
I don't let the truth get in the way of a good story. So
I would definitely like to see the leaderboard at,
yeah.
at the end of the process.
Yeah, we would rather go off of that than ratings.
Exactly right. All right, we're going to continue to
roll
on.
They can get the signal.
Hate to disappoint you guys, but certain people prioritize softball over radio. So therefore, the smallest big name in Houston radio, Charlie Palillo, will not be joining us from 1:30 to 2 o'clock today because he has a previous engagement playing in the media softball challenge down at Minute Maid Park, which, remarkably, we weren't invited to because we didn't want to show anybody up. So we're going to be here doing radio without Charlie. We'll fill in his slot from 1:30 to 2 and take you all the way to 4 with the usual suspects back with a whole lot more right here on ESPN 97.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back for another segment of what is a three-hour extravaganza we like to call The Usual Suspects. It's Nick, it's Barry, it's Joel on a F Yeah Friday, which is football, fun, funny, because we have Juan Villarreal as our featured comic of the day here, which we do on Fridays as well. Foreplay, which is our opening segment. Sorry, guys, to disappoint you, but we've already gotten through that. So if you're not getting it now, you're never going to be getting it.
Steelers fan Juan checking in on the text line. Say he's present and accounted for.
Appreciate that, as always.
Somebody said when you roast someone's pick, like because I posted the picture of me in the various stages of my Chia Pet face, which it was
bad.
That's
a good way of putting it.
When you roast someone's pick, you should be required to post your pick with it. I 1,001 bajillion percent agree with that because I was looking and I was trying to take the high road, but I'm looking at some of the people that are roasting me and I'm like, bitch, you ugly as hell. Why are you, look, like, you ain't even, I admit that my beard was ugly, and I'm not ashamed to put it out there, but some of y'all are ugly with or without a beard. Why are you on me? That's not fair.
May I give you Exhibit A, Barry?
Okay.
Here's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
We, as a station, put out the reminder that we are on the air right now. They used that picture that you and I are not fond of, but that we've had up there for a while, The Usual Suspects with you and me, and they put up that foot where I'm looking like an angry coach, and you're looking like... you can clarify yourself. Anyway, well, they put our picture up
what
there,
What do I
right?
look like there?
Look, he stole something?
I don't know. I look like the after in a Valtrex commercial. I don't know what I look like.
I have other things I was going to say that I'll leave
alone.
I used to
have a cold sore. Valtrex.
Like, now it's on my ass and it's killing me.
Oh, flare-ups are a thing of the past. I got my hands on my hips like I'm really proud that I don't have to hide it anymore.
Yes.
So anyway, no more flare-ups.
That poster's up there, right? Mm-hmm. And it says, you know, whether it be the fantasy questions yesterday or tune in today, it's up there. And of all people, and now let me say this again, of all people, Scott in Deer Park says, looks like a poster for America's Most Wanted. The man who still wears the Lawrence Taylor dangly earring that's 8'12" and whatever, 385 pounds, is going to go and take a shot at us. Post your picture, Scott, and let the roasting begin. That's all I'm going to say.
All right. And I was going to piggyback off of it, but I think you said it perfectly.
I think we got it done.
Somebody said, Juan is my primo. Are you doing a show with him, Barry? Nope. Just featuring people on this show that are Houston comics that are, we're starting off with some legends. Next week, we'll have Del Cheeseman. I promised him in the beginning, but I wanted to get some of these others out of the way. But next week, we'll do Del Cheeseman, up and coming comic. But some of these cats that I got to work with
with Raheel?
No. Oh. No. No. Wrong Dale.
That's not my name.
Yeah. No, I wish I had a show with Juan. It would be badass, but nope.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, I know some of those people that voted for the show as number one. They're over at the School for the Deaf. That was OU Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
We were also voted
TCU, Mike.
Yeah, we were also voted best show by your meter reading community in Texas City
and the mail carriers.
We are
big in the meter reading, beer guys. Beer and alcohol. I'm sure
we are big in the beer sales community.
But the Blitz would win the microbrew
craft beer dork community. Yes, yeah, they would probably beat us there. But we're big in the meter reading community. And chef community, Clarence, that's all
Clarence,
I know.
Clarence, that's a good call.
Yeah. That's just the one chef we got.
Well, and then there's everybody on the road, from the truck driving with Dr. Dre on 290, JJ, who's doing something illegal on the road all the time. We've got lots of people, yeah.
That is true. Somebody, what is the Carolina Pepper Challenge? What is that?
Oh, you haven't seen that?
No. Is that the chips?
That's that one chip that's like super, super, super spicy hot.
Would you guys do that challenge with me?
I'm not doing it.
God,
with my reflux, are you kidding me?
Oh,
you might get your wish.
You
and I might like fall straight over.
Meow. What was that?
Oh, okay.
What was that noise? What was that noise? I didn't hear that.
I wouldn't even do that hot blazing challenge that they would always do at
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Done it.
Wouldn't even do it.
Passed it. Done.
Were you really happy when they gave you when they took your picture and they put it on the wall?
I didn't want to let them do that because I was crying.
Well, so it depends on who you see. Like,
I'm serious.
Yeah.
Who was it? Some people have taken the chip and Charles Woodson on the Monday Night Countdown, they did it, and like Matt Hasselbeck was going like crazy looking for a glass of milk, and Charles Woodson never even batted an eye, but they've done it, like local TV shows have done it, and like the male anchor is under the desk. There was I think in Denver, a female anchor did it and tried to tough it out, and she just lost her cookies all over under the desk.
I don't know if I've told the story on this show before, but once I was on this kick where I was trying, because I used to never eat hot food, and then all of a sudden I started eating it. I guess that's what happens when you marry a Latina.
Yes.
But I started eating more hot foods and I started liking food spicier. And so I did the blazing challenge at Buffalo Wild Wings, me and two other dudes. And our challenge was, I don't know what their challenge, what is their challenge?
I believe it's six. It's a small number of wings or however many wings you can eat in a certain amount of time.
So we did six blazing, no drink, no fries, no nothing, just the wings. That's it.
What?
And you had to do it in 15 minutes.
You and AJ?
No, me and Kevin Thomas and Tom Gulch, guys I used to work with.
Okay.
And we all finished it, but then I made the mistake of wiping the sweat from my eye with my
the spices on your fingers.
Yeah. and you might as well have maced me. Ugh. It hurt so bad. But that wasn't the worst that I've ever done. I went to some wing place in Katy with my wife and sister-in-law, and I don't know what this wing place was. But I actually was telling them that story, and they were like, well, get the hottest wings that they have here. Why don't you get the hottest ones they have and try it? I was like, I'm not scared. I'll do it. So I was like, bring me the hottest wings you have. And so the lady was like, oh, are you sure? I was like, yeah, bring them out, lady. Let's do this. Let's wrap it up. So she brings me a plate of three wings. I think it was three, two, something like that. There's not many. And a bowl of ice and a wet wash rag. I was like, oh. What's that for? She's like, you'll see. I was like, oh God, now I'm scared. Yeah, that was the, I felt like I ate the sun. It was so hot. My face hurt. I was crying. My nose was running. I was miserable.
What do they do? Just dunk them in like Tabasco and jalapenos?
I don't know. This was like all the hot peppers in one. But like I just stuck my face in the bowl of ice, and then the wet washcloth was just to like wipe your face and your hands
like
and your
if
mouth.
They come out with those like
I ended up sucking on the washcloth.
I was gonna say if they come out with like those, what are they, when the chemical people are doing like the rubber gloves that are like triple thick.
Yeah.
If they come out and deliver your wings with those things on.
Yeah.
You're in trouble.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. I don't remember what that was, but man.
There was one I was thinking about, because if it was just food without being hot and spicy.
And the boo-boo the next day? Forget it. You could hear it hitting the toilet like, pfft. Like it was like you're putting out a match in water. The boo-boo was hot.
I don't think I needed all that. But some of those other ones, if it wasn't involving hot and spicy that you and AJ have done, things like that, I was like, there's one now where they bring like out, I was thinking of the three of us, if they brought out like a pizza that's the size of a table. And you
AJ
have,
and I
like,
did do that once.
I believe we could do that.
Yep. Have you ever done the Super Monster from Freebirds?
No.
I've completed that challenge twice.
And you guys did the Whataburger one.
We did the Whataburger challenge, which was completely made up,
but you go to a lot of restaurants that say they have this massive burger or they have this massive steak. I'm like, dude, if there's one day when I'm really hungry, I would go for that.
Yep. I think
just not the hot spicy.
No?
No. I've never been a hot spicy guy. I don't put the jalapenos on and the Tabasco ones. People that use Tabasco like ketchup, I can't deal with that.
You wouldn't put that on your meatloaf or your eggs?
No, but I can tell you, like, I can tell you my or your grilled cheese insides would be cleaned out.
My wife will put Tabasco on popcorn.
Some I've seen that.
Like, what? Why are you doing that? Somebody said, Barry, calling your beard a Chia Pet beard is giving it too much credit.
Wow.
Jerk face.
Nice.
You're blocked. Just kidding. You guys are big with the pizza vendors, too. Love from Beaumont. Except for Nick. No, it doesn't say that,
well,
but I assume.
Well, next Friday when we're in Beaumont, how about slapping by some pizza?
Are we in Beaumont or are we somewhere else? Where is it?
We're at Luke's Ice House
we
in,
are
Beaumont
in Beaumont
next week. Yeah.
Ah, okay, because they were trying to change it on us. So now we're in Beaumont. Very good.
So Lauren like Pope it. And Diane and all you, mark your calendars. Donna and Trey, everybody, mark your calendars. We're in Beaumont next Friday, sans Nick, who will be here. But if Barry and I are going to be in Beaumont, you should be too at Luke's Ice House. And if you're there, you might as well bring some pizzas if that's what you are toting around.
Right.
We'll partake.
Somebody said, will we do a Friday and feature Ali Sadiq? Hell yes. What we're doing right now is guys that have that we're kind of doing it. Ali is like one of the hottest comics in the country right now, but he's also from Houston. Yep. So, yes, we're going to feature him. Don't you worry.
And you know, because you spent so much time listening to us throughout the day, I want to give you a reminder this weekend for something that you can do to get a whole bunch of your Christmas shopping done early. Culture Map is having their holiday pop-up shop. You can get all your shopping done in one place. It's this Sunday, December the 3rd, at Silver Street Studios. It's in the Heights. It's a great building. It's an unreal facility. You can download your complimentary tickets at culturemap.com. That's right, complimentary tickets. And once you're in there, there's going to be complimentary hot shaves, sips of Gentleman Jack, or a kettle cocktail, pictures with Santa, a bunch of retailers from local shops that are going to be able to buy and get in and out and get your Christmas shopping done from one-stop shopping. It's Culture Map's holiday pop-up shop. Just get to culturemap.com.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on the Usual Suspects, having a good time, and it's only hour number one. That means there's 2 hours more of lots of fun as we continue with the big show on an FYF Friday. If you've missed any of what we've been talking about early on, Juan Villarreal is our comedian of the day on FYF Friday, which means funny as well. So you will be hearing excerpts of comedy from Juan Villarreal. Barry gave you a little backstory on that, which you can check on the podcast if you missed it. But you will hear his comedy throughout the show. Talked about Jimbo Fisher making it official, telling Florida State he's resigning, heading over to A&M and College Station. So that deal is done. And Kevin Sumlin being rumored as a replacement at Florida State is also an interesting tidbit. Tigers leading the golf tournament in Mexico. And yet we have tons more to get to. Nick picks coming up at the end of the show. College football playoffs, hopefully we'll get either a lot more clear cut in terms of who the four are going to be or a lot more muddled up after conference championships this weekend. And, of course, the Rockets play Sunday night against the Lakers and the Texans play Sunday afternoon against the Titans.
I kind of don't want to watch that game.
I don't either. And I know we have to, but...
I don't know. I just, like...
And then you're going to get some fan that goes, no, they beat the Titans. They make up for that loss early in the year, and they're going to be right on the cusp of getting back in the division race. No, they're not.
That's why, yeah. I don't know. It's kind of like the Aggies. Like, I don't want to watch that right now. It's just a bad product. But whatever. Got to do what you got to do. Apparently, we're being held down in the craft beer community as well by NASCAR Johnny and your friendly neighborhood beer salesman. So we do have some support in that community. We are also, according to El Jefe, we are very big in the fake cop car community.
I believe that.
Yep. Screwston said we are unofficially sponsored by the cider community as well.
Okay.
So it looks like we're blowing up, guys.
We said it was a process, but we were building daily. That's right. And we might not have a skyscraper yet, but let me tell you something. We're moving on up.
And then there's this. No, that's never going to go good. I'm a longtime listener to 97.5. Y'all used to be my third favorite show. But now, since the new shows, y'all have moved up to second on my list. Congrats.
Wow. So by default.
So, yeah.
By default, we've moved up. Hey, we'll take it any way we can get it.
Whatevs.
I like it. Get that guy a monitor.
Donna wants to know, she wonders how that vote would have gone had it been in the 409. Well, not good because Nick holds us back.
No, not really. I've got two fans in Beaumont.
I'm not going to say Nick's a Band-Aid, but Nick did some first aid when he was down in 409 to kind of rebuild his image.
In other words, he kissed a lot of ass.
I kind of did, but there was still one person not having
I
just, it.
I like that you're like, nah, I kind of did.
But one person wasn't having it. He's like, I ain't forgetting, man.
I hate you, man.
But it was all good.
Then you had a guy volunteer who's called in several times, too, to volunteer to be your security. So you've got it all covered now. Yeah, you've got a security detail that will meet you at Luke's Ice House.
Luke's Ice House is really – I'm not just saying that. I don't even get paid to say it. It's really a good spot.
I like
Beaumont.
That spot.
It really is.
That'd be sweet if there was one here in Houston to go to because it is ideal when the weather – especially when the weather's nice and you go outside. Mm-hmm. It's a good spot. That's the way Sam's Boat on Richmond used to be back in the day.
Man.
That was the spot. For a long time.
More ass than a donkey convention.
No question.
Lots of talent.
Yes.
I remember, I think this was when AJ and I had the, still had the cage door. Like when it first started, we went out there and had a watch, like a UFC watch party.
I think they had weigh-ins there too, like for Legacy, right?
At Sam's Boat?
Yeah.
They may have had one there, yeah.
Yeah, I know most of the time they did it at Hooters.
That used to be a great place to go.
Yeah, I know the NBA championship trophy spent time sharing the middle yellow lines between the going forward and back, I mean, one direction, the other way on Richmond Avenue, and it got dented a few times because it had spent so much time at Sam's Boat and then matriculated its way out to the middle center section of Richmond Avenue.
I like that, matriculated.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that, boy, Sam's Boat, that whole... I was going to say, not really that whole area. That was just the one spot.
Yep.
Well, everything was the Richmond else strip around. That was just crazy.
By the way, I think I want to start a new trend. I'm going to need your guys' help.
Okay.
Because last night, maybe it was last night. I was watching SportsCenter, and this guy goes, he was talking about the games this weekend. Mm-hmm. And he goes, it's like Christmas... but early, no pun intended. I was like, what? There was no pun in that statement at all. So it got me thinking. And what I want to do is I just want to start randomly saying no pun intended just for no reason at all, and just in casual conversation. Just be like, oh, dude, Nick, I like that shirt. No pun intended. Just randomly just do that to people and just see how they react. Like, what? Like, what did I miss? Did he say something?
Makes no sense.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to start doing that just randomly just to see people react to it. I want this to take off. I know you guys are never going to do it.
I saw you tweet that.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. Like when I'm going to go down the subway and be like, yeah, let me get a turkey, foot-long turkey on wheat. No pun intended. What? She's going to be like, what the hell is this guy?
You know what she's going to say to you?
What?
Dilly dilly.
Why would she do that?
Because that's another one that just came out of nowhere doing.
But isn't that Budweiser commercials, though? They always, I mean, when you look at the frogs and a lot of beer commercials, actually, because there was the What's Up and then the Taste Great Less Filling fights with Bob Uecker.
That's Miller, yeah.
There was the, what else? But that's what I'm saying. Beer commercials in general. So Dilly Dilly doesn't surprise me that that's taken off. You didn't like the new one when they're in the dungeon and the dude comes back, locks himself back in. He's like, I went to go get beer. They're like, Barry was crying. No, I wasn't. I was like, why they got to use Barry?
Upside down already?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, I like that commercial. I think it's good. You don't like it? Not a fan, huh?
Once you told me that, I hate it.
That I'm a fan?
If you're a fan, I hate it.
Okay.
So we got to make sure that's covered.
I can accept that. No pun intended.
Now, Donna says she's going to bring us pizza next week.
But
fact
we don't
of the matter
want
is,
you bringing yeah, the pizza. It's going to be the pizza delivery community.
Yeah, exactly. We need the people that are in the community of pizza that want to support the show.
Yeah. We don't want you to have
to
spend the
buy,
money.
Yeah.
No. You just let whoever works there.
And let's be honest. If you're making it at home, Barry's not touching it. So.
No. Sorry, Donna. Love you and all. But nope. Not eating anything coming out of your
he
kitchen.
He may not touch it even if it wasn't from it. She could have just brought it from pizza and you probably
and
wouldn't
I probably would not have eaten it. You are correct. You
I
are
was
very,
just kidding, but
you want to know? No, I probably wouldn't have eaten it. And what's sad because even when I get drinks at a show, like someone will buy me a drink, unless like if I'm at the joke joint, the waitresses I trust them, I know them. But if like like I've had people walk up to the stage and hand me a drink, then I'm like,
you ain't doing that.
I don't know what you've done to this. I don't.
So
trust
where are you,
you
on draft beers? Then you probably don't like because I don't like drinking draft beers no more because I'm disgusted. Literally, because
so
of that.
I'm not a big beer guy to begin with. I like beer. Don't get me wrong. I drink beer. I like it, but I'm not a connoisseur. So I don't think draft is better than what comes out of the bottle because I don't. I'm not into it as much, right? And I know there's some reason that people like draft more. Whether
it does
it's colder,
better, but
or it's
just
better
disgusting.
To me, there's no difference. There's none.
It's like
so. There's no reason for me to get a draft and have to get a glass. No, I'll
plus
just get a
if you know and like you've told us about the glass washing process in a lot of these places.
Yeah, it's
but
subpar.
The thing is, it's like even when I used to drink soda. Soda out of a can or bottle tasted 10 times better than anything out of a fountain. That's why McDonald's prides itself at having the exact recipe to have it come out perfect in the fountain.
Yep.
It's still not perfect, but McDonald's Coke was great. But it was as close as you could get to either the bottle or the can. So I always stayed away from the tap unless you had to do it like at a quick stop or something like that.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like I mean, it still grosses me out to have to use silverware, but got to do what you got to do. I mean, I look like a damn weirdo taking my own silverware in, but you know.
Did you read
the older I get, maybe
Tanner's
it'll happen.
Tweet in regards to your wing challenge?
I'm way behind on tweets. I have like 40 tweets.
He
I'm
did
behind.
The wing challenge you're talking about at Bayou City Wings. Then he went to the restroom. He washed his hands first, but apparently didn't wash it all off. His wife thought it was the funniest ever. He could not sit still and started crying because of all the heat
his butthole
that he was bringing.
On fire?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yikes.
Baby, I set my butt on fire.
Chase, mind if like, I ask
how?
You a question?
Huh?
Mind if I ask you a question? Like, are you on the hot seat?
No pun intended.
That's right. Dilly dilly. All right, we continue to move on. We've got one in the books, two to go. Plenty more of the big show. We don't want you going anywhere because we're fastly becoming America's number one radio show.
Yeah.
Therefore,
we are the number one show or something like
any
that.
Community,
I don't know. Whatever the official voice
community.
Guy says. I have no idea.
Voted number one show on ESPN.
There it is. That's
there
what
you
it
have
was.
It. And because we are appreciative of you, the usual suspects, putting us where we are today and where we hope to go to in the future, hey, keep listening, chime in, be a part of the show. 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, or hit us on Twitter. Back with hour number two in just mere minutes, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.